I'm Scott Bates. I was a senior policy advisor for the U.S. House Homeland Security Committee, and I've worked in the Middle East extensively on democracy assistance projects. I was also Secretary of State of the State of Virginia here in the U.S. I'm president of the Center for National Policy, a think tank here in Washington, D.C. I've worked extensively in the Middle East, in Iraq, the Gulf, and also here in the U.S. Congress. So I really try to present information to members of Congress and people in the Washington, D.C. policy community about the most important issues facing America and the world, and sometimes try to propose some potential solutions as well. Even when there are setbacks, when there are acts of violence through terrorism, to make sure that you don't brand the perpetrators as representing all of their people. So to say that all Americans are bad because of the actions of a few soldiers, to say that the actions of all Muslims are wrong because of a few terrorist incidents, we have to get past that mentality. And it takes a lot of goodwill, but a lot of hard work and persistence as well. Well, indeed, as you mentioned, the three Abrahamic religions together have the same basic principles. It's very clear, thou shalt not kill, you should love your neighbor as yourself, you should love God above all. So, look, there's much common ground. So, we all have to work harder. I'm an optimist. I think that with God all things are possible, and I think with people of goodwill working together that, you know, we can move forward. The Arab Spring is unfolding before us. I think Turkey can play an historic role in helping the region move forward on a democratic path. Turkey has its own example to show. It's had its rough spots, but it keeps moving forward. And as an Islamic, majority Islamic population in Turkey, but also tolerant of others, it's a great example, a potential example for the rest of the Arab world. So I think what we can do is have the kind of cultural outreach, let's say between all the nations you just mentioned. That can be done at a citizen-to-citizen level. It doesn't have to be formalized in a governmental structure. And it's those kind of bridges that then lead to greater economic and political interactions. So all those nations that you just mentioned, they share in many ways a common heritage. They're neighbors. They're not going anywhere. And that's a key, I think, when we think about the Middle East, is the various peoples there have been there for thousands of years. They're not going anywhere. It's incumbent upon everyone to try and work out their issues. If you go to Jerusalem, it's a beautiful city. All three major religions are represented there. And, you know, it would make sense that all of us can share that wonderful land in peace and have access to it. So, you know, I only know bits and pieces of the Quran. My learning of it is far from complete. But it would seem to me that the basic tenets of all three religions are very close. And that's the foundation to build upon, not an opportunity to divide over small differences. Right. Well, it would make sense that Turkey, as it goes forward, I mean, you think of Turkish history, it's been a crossroads for the world, and Turkey has prospered when it was welcoming of all kinds of different people. When you think of the Ottoman Empire back in the day, it consisted of vizars and others who were from all over the empire. So it makes sense as Turkey's going forward to be a welcoming place. Turkey is a great nation. Islam is a great religion, and I think that Turkey has much to give to the world. So I look forward to working with all of you in the future. Well, anything that can be done to further the tolerance between the great religions of the world is a positive thing, and so thank you very much. Good luck, Channel A9.